Good morning, Audio Boo, from what is turning out to be a very, very exciting astronomy day for all space geeks like yours truly. I'm currently watching the morning news here in Montreal, and they're talking, watching the CBC, and they're talking about that meteor that that exploded over Chelyabinsk, something like that. I'm not sure. Anyway, it was over central Russia, about 1,500 kilometers east of Moscow. About a 10-ton meteor blew up in the atmosphere. About they're saying about 40 kilometers up, 40 to 50 kilometers up, causing widespread damage to windows and buildings. They were showing a factory where the wall and part of the ceiling and roof had caved in. So just incredible footage coming through on YouTube and from cell phones all around Russia, central Russia, where this happened. And over 500 people got hurt, some of them quite severely. Most of them it's from broken glass, because there was several series of sonic booms that tore over the Russian landscape and caused widespread damage to windows and storefronts, I imagine. And they're showing that factory right now. And seems maybe some power outages, I imagine. I'm not sure. They haven't mentioned any, but I can imagine that. They were just talking to a Russian gentleman just a few minutes ago, and the line was really, really bad between him and the CBC studios. Yeah, and they're showing a storefront. And in fact, the shock wave not only broke the glass, but it actually pushed in all the windows. And they even had footage of a classroom, and the kids were the teacher was teaching them, and all of a sudden the thing just went off, and you see, well, you don't see the windows, but you hear them breaking, and you just see the shock look of shock in everybody's face. Unbelievable, incredible. And later on today, around 2:30 or so here in Montreal time, so somewhere around 7:30 or so London time, an asteroid, I can't remember the number of it, it's got a number, I can't remember right now, but an asteroid will buzz the Earth at about 27,000 kilometers height. Now that seems pretty far away, but keep in mind that a lot of our geostationary weather satellites are sitting at about 34 to 35 kilometers up. So really, it's actually coming in within the orbit of our geostationary satellites, that's pretty scary. That is really scary. I mean, it's close. Astronomically, it's very, very close. I mean, just an exciting day, an absolutely exciting day for astronomy buffs and anybody that is interested in space science, because these are two manifestations of space phenomena that go on quite a lot. It's just most of the time we don't hear about them, or they're low on the radar, quote unquote. Well, this one was definitely within the radar, that's for sure. Both the Russian meteor and of course the asteroid later on today. I'll be watching it live. If you're interested, if you go to NASA.gov, NASA.gov/NTV or /media/NTV, or just go to NASA.gov and look around. There's a multimedia click. You can click on the multimedia button and then go to NASA TV. They will be providing live streaming of telescope views of the asteroid, because the asteroid cannot be seen naked eye. It's too small. It's going way too fast. But NASA will be tracking it with special telescopes that they have set up. So it should be interesting. I'll be doing an Audio Boo later on this evening, probably right after I leave work, and describing what I saw on NASA TV. So I'd love to do it live, but I'll be working, and I've got a deadline today to meet. So unfortunately, I'll have it running on one of my monitors at work, sort of off in the corner, just, you know, and maybe having my my earbuds in and listening to what's going on while I'm doing some work. Thankfully, today I'm doing some graphics work, so it should allow me to do that. So today's topic for February, actually it isn't today's, it was yesterday's. I'm still one behind, but I'm hoping to do one now and then do one in the car and be caught up. So today being February 15th, yesterday, Valentine's Day, the topic was, the question was, money is no object, what would you do or what would you like to do? At least I think that was the topic, but that's what I'm going with. So, all right. Right now, at the moment, I like to live in the moment and think in the moment at times. So if I were to have money, no object right now, what I would do is I met a friend of mine that I had not seen in over a year. But when was it? Was it earlier this week? Yes, it was earlier this week. I think it was on Tuesday. And this friend of mine, I have to be a little bit vague because they may or may not listen to this audio boo, and I don't want them knowing that, you know, I said enough details, right? So it's just, it's nobody any of my audio boo listeners know. So anyway, this friend of mine recently sold their house, and I guess under the impression that they were going to be able to buy another house. That was the idea, to get some equity from this house and then go out and buy another house. Unfortunately, the powers that be financially for the banks have so far, some banks have declined this individual's request for a mortgage. So this person, unfortunately, is now living in limbo. Thankfully, she's living with somebody that has graciously offered them to stay with them. And right now, at this moment, if money was no object, I would buy this person a house. That's what I would do right now. Otherwise, money were no object, and if I didn't have to work, well, I think my dream would be to go back to school and study and just be a student in perpetuity for the rest of my life. And take anything. It doesn't mean anthropology, science, you know, study other sciences, continue more of my stuff in geography that I've done. Perhaps study graphic arts. Maybe take up painting and learn how to paint. I don't know, there's so many things that if money were no object and time, not that time was no object, but if I had the time, because it doesn't matter if you have all the money, but if you have to work like a dog to get that money, forget it. That's not, at least that's not the premise I'm taking on this particular topic. I'm taking the premise that money is magically fallen from the sky, and now I can do whatever I want and have the freedom to do whatever I want. And that's what I would do. Probably do a lot more audio boos too. And probably bore most of you to death. Anyhow. Yeah. So it's snowy here in Montreal. And anyway, so I'm going off topic. Thank you for listening. That was it for my topic. I really, right now, at the moment, that's what I would do, is buy this individual a house and make sure that they were comfortable and happy. Why them? Why do they merit it and not somebody else? At the moment, I don't have an answer for that. It's just I'm living in the moment, and in the moment, this is a crisis that someone that I know is going through, and that I would want to help them out. That would be right now my dream. Is as simple as that. Not anything selfish for me. I wouldn't go out and buy a fancy car or nah. I might buy that Scion IQ, but. Definitely, I would help this person and anybody else in my entourage that would need help. I think that's what the first thing that would come to mind. Thank you for listening, and I will be back, I promise, with another audio boo in about 30 minutes or so for February 15, and I'll be back later on to talk about the astronomy stuff.